We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another installment of a dark minisode. First and foremost, a huge thank you for all of the feedback regarding episode 2 of season 20 of The Dark Paranormal. It certainly was one of the most memorable and terrifying experiences I can recall doing in recent memory. Now, very quickly, before we hit today's dark minisode, a quick reminder of our new way to submit your experience for the show. And that goes for any of our shows, be it a minisode, something for Dark Bites, or indeed an episode of The Dark Paranormal. And that is either to click the link in the show notes below, or to visit the website thedarkparanormal.com and click Submit Your Experience. We've had one or two that have come through to the email address, contact@thedarkparanormal.com, and that's fine for now because we are in this transition stage of how you submit a story. But going forward, we will be sending an email back to say we can't accept the submission. I went into more detail with our Patreons, but in brief, we need to do it this way so that we don't end up in a situation like we did last season, where it should have been 10 episodes and we had 9. In fact, the perfect example of why the story submission process is the way it is happened just last week. Episode 2 was not meant to be the episode you heard. We just finished recording and editing and were about to release what was episode 2 when we received an email from the individual saying they did not have the permissions of other people to submit that story and therefore asked us if we could not release it, which was very frustrating, but we of course would never release something against someone's will, so we had to start again from scratch, which took the full day, more or less, after recording the first episode. So, you'll understand why the changes took place, hopefully. And moving forward, it should be rather seamless. We've already had our first few come through, and they're amazing, so thank you so much, guys. As I say, if you wish to submit your experience, either visit the website thedarkparanormal.com or click in the show notes. But today's dark minisode comes to us from someone who wishes to use a pseudonym. They want to remain anonymous, so they will go by their old nickname, MJ. And they write, "Good afternoon, Kevin. Firstly, thank you for taking the time to read this. Secondly, I wish to remain anonymous for my career's sake. I'm a librarian and involved in the Catholic parish, so I'll be using my old nickname, MJ. Apologies in advance for the timescale. I do have everything in chronological order, but I don't have the exact dates, as this was over 6.5 years ago, but I will do my best. Most of my attacks came in the middle of the night. I've had nightmares since I was young, mostly brought on by familial trauma and stresses in everyday life. But around 15 years old, the nightmares started to become more spiritually related. After my confirmation, my dreams thankfully returned from the demonic back to house fires and being stuck in a tree. At the time, I was in the habit of reading before bed. My family was living at my grandparents' house, which was a beautiful Victorian that my grandmother designed and my grandfather built. And from my bedroom, I could see the stairs and straight across to my grandparents' room. There was a time when I was reading by the light of my nightstand lamp when I got a tingle down my spine like I was being watched. I usually ignore that because I usually am, and it's a family member. At this time and still now, I was afraid of the dark. Very mature of me, I know. And I always turned the hall light on and opened the door when I went to bed. In this case, however, I happened to look up from my book and I saw a man standing on the halfway landing on the stairs, looking at me from between the railings. I don't know how to describe him other than the fact he wasn't a man. He was a large masculine shape, a shadow unlike any I had seen before, darker and heavier than a real shadow, with red eyes. It took all I could not to scream from the top of my lungs. In hindsight, I don't know how I was so calm. I snatched my rosary from my nightstand, rolled over and prayed until I fell asleep. After that, I only slept with my door shut, using the closet light to calm my anxiety. Not that closing a door would matter to a demon, but I did what I could. For the next several nights, I would hear pacing outside my door. Occasionally, I would jolt awake from being almost asleep to see long, gnarled, black fingers curling around my door, slowly pushing it open. After about a week of that, I woke up at 2 a.m. to find a man standing on the floor, looking at me. He was about 6'5" and very handsome. There was something about him that instantly made my skin crawl, though, other than the fact that a man was standing at my bedside. When his form flickered, I saw sharp teeth and heavy-set brows. I began screaming at him to leave me alone. I shouted Hail Marys at him until he went away. The next morning, I asked my mother if I woke her up, with all my shouting the previous night. She said she hadn't heard a thing. This happened several more times. On the seventh night, however, after waking to find this devil at my side again, scratching his nails up my arm this time, a second figure came into the room. She wore an old dress, something from the medieval times. She and Satan stared each other down for what seemed like ages. The woman sat at the end of my bed, rubbed my shin with her hand, and introduced herself as Catherine. Her presence was instantly relieving to me, and I felt all tension leave my body. She said she was sent to help me. I knew then that she would be my confirmation saint. She stayed with me at the end of my bed until I fell asleep. Satan had left me alone for a few days after that. But when he attacked again, it was worse than all he'd done before. In retrospect, I think he was angry that God sent someone to protect me. And he knew he had to up the horror show to do any harm. Let's take a quick break to tell you about a wonderful product. Did you know there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our world? From the food we eat to the air we breathe, even the skincare we use, they could be messing with your hormones and making you feel like you're stuck in a mystery of your own. And just like a plot twist in a true crime story or one of those unexpected scary moments in our submitters' experiences, hormonal changes like premenopause or menopause can strike at the most unexpected times. And suddenly you're dealing with mood swings, sleepless nights, and all those other symptoms that make make you feel like you're losing control. But here's the good news. This is one mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. Just take the 2-minute free quiz from Happy Mammoth, answer a few simple questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. The results are impressive. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. According to a survey, 86% of the women started losing weight. 77% say it improved their mood. And the biggest benefit? 100% of the women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a 1-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
I was home alone in the early evening, and I leant back against the kitchen countertop, playing a game on my phone, and I don't know why I looked up, but when I did, I looked into the sunroom just off the kitchen area. There, on my grandmother's freshly reupholstered armchair, sat a decomposing, decapitated head. I blinked and rubbed my eyes, but it didn't go away. Stupidly, I stepped closer, and the shadow figure from the stairs appeared in the doorway. I flicked all the kitchen lights on, not daring to take my eyes off him for a second. When he didn't go away, I grabbed my phone, ran upstairs, slammed my door, and waited for somebody else to get home. That night, I kept waking from nightmares. When I woke around 3 a.m, I saw a man surrounded by soft white light, standing guard at my bedside. He felt protective and warm, like Catherine, and in a split second, I knew he was my guardian angel. When I sat up in bed and asked him what his name was, he responded with Samuel. I chuckled a little, as that's my brother's name also. Samuel then put his hand on my shoulder, and I had what I can only describe as an out-of-body experience. I saw myself laying in my bed, and I saw two angels standing like centurions on the outside of every single door in and around the house, the top and the bottom of every staircase and gate, and surrounding the perimeter of the yard. I don't know exactly how I re-entered my body, but that was the best sleep I'd had in months. Between then and now, I've only had the occasional encounter with Samuel, and no visions of the devil. In fact, up until around a month and a half ago, I didn't have any issues that were so spiritually significant. But then I started having nightmares again. And not the usual house fire or too late to leave a house in a volcanic eruption type of nightmare. I started having a hard time in the dark again. My spirit constantly felt uneasy. It started when I was still working at the county library. There was a period of heavy fog weather between Madras and Terrebonne, in the early mornings and the late evenings. And during my drive on the way home, almost every night, I would see these shadowy, gaseous figures dart into the street or even run alongside me. Remember, I'm in my car. It literally got to the point that it was dangerous for me to drive because I didn't know if I'd have to slam on the brakes or swerve and crash my car. About 6 weeks ago, I would see tall figures staring at me through the juniper trees on my way back home between Redmond and my house. About 5 weeks ago, I was laying in bed, facing my mirror-sided closet doors, when I saw a dense shadow man staring at me through my window, all black and heavy, with pinprick white glowing eyes. I couldn't tell if he was floating or if he was standing on the ground outside my window. If he was standing, he'd need to have been about 7 or 8 feet tall, due to the house being on foundations. I turned all the lights on and slept like that, once I was able to get to sleep. I then stopped seeing things for a few days, and then a little less than 4 weeks ago, I was driving home from my new job, driving onto the bridge across a certain place, and I saw what looked to be a homeless man riding his bike, with rolled-up blankets strapped to his backpack. As I turned my steering wheel to give him a wide berth for safety, he turned his head, too far behind him to be normal, and smiled at me with an inhumanely wide mouth filled with sharp, layered teeth. I hated driving over that bridge. I always felt this overwhelming sense of dread and despair, to the point of nausea. One night, whilst driving over the bridge, I got this unsettling, niggling sensation down my spine that someone died or will die on that bridge. Last night was April the 14th. I was on my way back from my fiancé's house when I passed an old reindeer ranch and it turned super dark between there and 67th Street. As I crossed that bridge again, I saw hands and arms clawing their way up from the underside of the bridge. I sped down the road, not caring about the possibility of getting pulled over or doing 25 miles an hour over the limit. As I turned onto my street, my headlights darkened, despite my high beams being on. Then I saw a huge shadow through the trees, identical to the one who was looking through my window. I heard this peal of maniacal laughter from what sounded like my back seat as I pulled into the driveway, steering away from that heavy shadow that was now lurking in my rearview mirror. I've been contemplating for weeks now about sending in my experience, because it's not all dark, and I didn't know if it would fit too well with your show. But if my experience is read out or not, at least it's off my chest and my experience was shared with you. Thanks for providing such a safe place for stories such as this, especially for those of us who are anxious and worrisome creatures. I will update you if, or when, I experience any more paranormal activities. Again, thanks so much, MJ. Well, firstly, MJ, thank you for the kind praise at the end. I didn't create this place. You guys did, the listenership. And I'm being 100% honest when I say that. Secondly, I don't know what version of your own experience you put down on paper or you read to yourself, but an experience which within 15 minutes encompasses guardian angels, the devil himself, a creature crawling over a bridge, and some shadowy figure, some mass with red eyes, another mass with white glowing pinhole eyes. If you don't think that belongs on this show, I'm afraid you're very wrong, MJ. And I thank you so much for sharing it with us for this week's Dark Minisode. And please, if anything else in the paranormal sphere happens to infiltrate your life, please do keep us updated and let us know. Once again, MJ, that was brilliant and definitely deserves a place on the show. And before we go, a huge thank you to each and every one of you who's tuned in, who's subscribed, who's joined Patreon. For example, our Patreon members, they learnt what secret will be revealed on Friday's episode. And if you want to become a Patreon, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But there are many other ways you can help spread the show. You can leave a nice review. And believe me, we've been getting a few not too nice ones due to some personal vendettas I don't quite understand. But if you could do that, that would be great. Or if you enjoy the show, simply tell your friends, your work colleagues about the show. In the meantime, stay safe, and I'll speak to you next time, right here on The Dark Paranormal.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.